Well, it's been a dry winter in much of the U.S., and that's raising concerns about a possible repeat of 2012's drought. That was the worst since the Dust Bowl, and it cost farmers, ranchers, and governments $30 billion. Harvest Public Media's Madeline Beck reports on the early signs of yet another drought.
Ken Shaver's farm is in the driest spot in Illinois.
This is the first winter I can remember not having to wear boots. I don't like wearing boots that much, but being dry is another thing.
He's showing me around his family's farm in Jersey County. It's the southwest part of the state, just north of St. Louis. Schaefer has cows.
Oh, baby's nursing.
But he and his brother also farm hundreds of acres of soybeans, corn, and winter wheat. He says this is the driest he's ever seen it in winter, even drier than in 2012, when the drought really took hold in late spring.
In 2012, we at least started with some water in the ground. I've dug some post holes this winter, and it's just dust.
While the weather is out of Schaefer's hands, he says he can plan out how he plants and...
We're going to have good crop insurance.
When natural disasters like droughts occur, crop insurance payouts are huge, and the federal government tends to pick up most of the tab. In 2012, insurance payments were more than double recent averages, costing the federal government $12 billion. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports varying levels of drought covering most of the nation. It's especially bad in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Colorado. And it's spreading in areas already hard hit, like Southern California, the Dakotas, and Montana. But that doesn't mean this growing season is a bust.
I mean, there's nothing to say that we couldn't turn it around with, a wet month or two.
That's Jim Angel, the Illinois state climatologist.
We've had a couple of years where it looked like we're going to have a drought, and then it gets wet in spring and all concern goes away.
But Angel is concerned about the dry conditions, especially because there's a similar, unusual pattern to the winter of 2012. He says there's been two La Nina winters in a row, meaning everywhere but the Northeast and Northwest sees mild and dry conditions.
So there again, it doesn't guarantee anything, but it is an interesting coincidence.
Overall, though, he says climate change is driving more sudden, heavy rainfall events in the Midwest. But in western states like Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico, storms and rainfall are fewer and farther in between.
And then there's some expectation that's the way it will move in the future, that we'll continue to get wetter and they will continue to get drier.
In southwestern Colorado, there's a town called Mancos. That's where Dustin Stein, a young farmer in his 30s, has spent the last few drought-riddled years as a cattle rancher. In fact, his first year on the ranch was 2012.
That's one of the challenges of young and beginning farmers, is that we don't have the historical experience of how bad this year is.
He says droughts make it hard to grow enough grass to feed the cattle, which in turn means...
You're forced to sell off your assets in a way that helps you keep your other assets alive.
Stein says young farmers have to adapt. He's even growing hydroponic barley as spare feed. But adapting only goes so far when it comes to Mother Nature. So Stein will keep tabs on grass as spring arrives, because dead grass is a bad sign. Jim Angel, the Illinois climatologist, says he'll know parts of the Midwest are in for drought if they're still dry through May. As for farmer Ken Schaefer in southern Illinois...
I kind of wonder if we have enough moisture to germinate seed right now.
He says he'll need some rain before April, but not too much rain. For Here and Now, I'm Madeline Beck.
And Madeline's story comes to us from Harvest Public Media, a public radio reporting project that focuses on agriculture and food production issues.